The Three Pigs. The little pigs leave home. Long, long ago, there were three little pigs who lived with their mother. The first pig was white, the second was black, and the third was spotted. One day they said,
"Mother dear, isn't it time for us to go out into the world and build our own homes?"
"Yes," said Mother Pig, "but look out for the wolf." So the three pigs started out. The first little pig met a man with some straw.
"Please, sir, give me some straw,"
said the little pig to the man.
"I need straw to build a house."
"Take all you want," said the man.
"Thank you,"
said the little white pig. Soon, the pig had a house of straw. Along came the wolf. He knocked at the door and the little pig opened the window to peep out.
Little pig, let me come in," said the wolf in a loud voice.
"No, by the hair of my chinny chin chin, you are the wolf and you can't come in,"
said the little pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in,"
said the wolf. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in. Then he ate up the pig. The second little pig met a man with some sticks.
"Please, sir, give me a few of those sticks. I want to build a house."
The man gave him some sticks, and the pig built a little house. Along came the wolf. He knocked at the door and said,
Little pig, let me come in."
"No, by the hair of my chinny chin chin, you are the wolf, and you can't come in,"
said the pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in,"
said the wolf. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he blew the house in. Then he ate up the little pig. The third little pig met a man with some bricks.
"Please, sir, give me some bricks,"
said the pig.
"I want to build a house."
The man gave him some bricks, and the pig built a little brick house. Along came the wolf, and he knocked at the door.
"Let me in, let me in,"
he said.
"No, by the hair of my chinny chin chin, you are the wolf, and you can't come in," said the pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in,"
said the wolf. So the wolf huffed and puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he huffed and he puffed, but he could not blow the brick house in. The wolf comes back. Next day, the wolf came back and said,
"Little pig, do you want some turnips?"
"I like turnips very much,"
said the little pig.
"Where can I get some?"
"Do you see that field?"
said the wolf.
"It is full of nice sweet turnips. I will come in the morning to show you the way, and we will get some of them."
"What time shall we go?"
asked the pig.
"At 6 o'clock,
answered the wolf. Then off he went. But the next morning, the little pig was awake at 5 o'clock. He hurried to the field and soon came home with a basket full of turnips. At 6 o'clock, the wolf came along, but he did not see the pig.
"Little pig, aren't you going?"
he called. The pig came to the window.
"Oh, I went to the field an hour ago,"
he answered.
"I have a pot of turnips on the fire. Don't you smell them?"
The wolf was angry, but he said,
Little pig, I know where there is an apple tree.
Where? Asked the little pig.
Do you see that field? Said the wolf. The apples are there, all red and ripe and ready to eat. I will come for you in the morning, and we will get some.
What time will you come?
Asked the little pig.
5 o'clock,
answered the wolf. But the little pig went to the field at 4 o'clock. He climbed the apple tree and soon had a basket of ripe apples. Just then the hungry wolf came along.
Now I have you,
he shouted. The little pig was frightened, but he looked down and said,
Here is a nice ripe apple. Catch it, Mr. Wolf.
He threw the apple as far as he could, while the wolf was running to pick it up. The pig jumped out of the tree with his basket of apples and ran home. In a few days, the wolf came again. He said,
There is a fair in town. Would you like to go there tomorrow?
Oh, yes, said the little pig. I should really like to go to the fair. I need a churn, and I can get one at the fair. What time will you start?
At 5 o'clock,
said the wolf. But the little pig got up at 4 o'clock. Off he went to the fair and got a new churn.
Now I am ready to go home, said the little pig to himself, and I must hurry along before the wolf comes.
When he got to the top of the hill, he saw the wolf coming up. There was no time to run away, and so the little pig jumped into his churn. All you could see of him was his funny little snout. The churn began to roll down the hill. Over and over and over it rolled. When the wolf saw it coming, he said,
What strange beast is this?
He was so frightened that he turned and ran away. The little pig was safe. The next day, the wolf came again.
Did you go to the fair, Mr. Wolf?
Asked the little pig.
No,
said the wolf.
I was going to the fair, but I met a big round thing. I do not know what it was, but it looked like some terrible beast. It rolled down the hill and frightened me so that I ran home.
Little pig laughed and laughed.
Oh, I frightened you, did I?
He said.
That round thing was my churn. When I saw you, I got into it and rolled down the hill.
The wolf was so angry that he said,
I will come down the chimney and eat you.
Quickly, the little pig built a fire and put on a big pot of water. When the wolf came down the chimney, he fell into the pot. After that, he never came to visit the little pig again.